Well, family, we are back for part two. Amen. The beauty in the storm. Amen. I enjoyed you all so much, and from your faces and your responses, I think you enjoyed me too. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, just before we go into part two, the beauty in the storm, I just want to do a recap from part one, the anatomy of a storm. Now, in part one, we defined a storm as any disturbed state of an environment or astronomical body's atmosphere. Much like the storm in the Earth's atmosphere, the storms of life result from a combination of opposing forces and atmospheric disturbances in our lives. Because at the heart of every battle is a storm. And at the heart of every storm is a battle. Amen. Purpose of storms. Now, the storms of life, they're inevitable, family. The storms of life also have a threefold purpose. A how many fold purpose? Just want to make sure you listen. They're used to correct, protect, and perfect. God uses people, places, situations in our lives to bring us and warn us to bring light into those areas of our lives needing correction, perfection, or maturity, if you will, and to even protect us from larger storms. Yes, you heard that correctly. Sometimes he will use a storm to protect you from a greater storm. Amen. We talked about the types of storms last week. Dust devils. The dust devils are your regular day-to-day kind of storms. Matthew 5 and 45 reminded us, "For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." We live in a world that has storms, and storms are a natural part of life. Here's my friend, the whirlwind. I like to use the whirlwind in what I like to call the self-inflicted wounds. Last week, we talked about how James in chapter 1, verses 14 and 15 reminded us, "But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then the desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death." Family, I cannot stress enough, God will never tempt us. Amen? That's what the enemy does. The enemy tempts us, but God will never tempt us, but he will test us. And because we have his word, it is always an open book test. Amen? Amen for the curve. This interesting picture here illustrates the funnel. And this is what I used last week to illustrate the associated whirlwinds. These are the winds, these are the storm fronts that come about when we associate or attach ourselves to certain folk that we probably shouldn't. Amen. And when we do that, you see that little fella on the end? Let me turn around on this one. This little fella down here, that's yours. This right here is who you connected to. This is who they connected to. And this is who they connected to. So the thing is, when you associate and connect yourself with someone, you have no idea what kind of spirit that person carries. Amen. And folk carry spirits. Amen. And if you attach yourself to them, they've attached themselves to someone, and they've attached themselves to someone, and they've attached themselves to someone. And you will not understand why certain things are happening in your life that really have nothing to do with you, but have everything to do with the subsequent spirits that you've encountered as a result of attaching yourself to other folk. Amen? Like we said last week, everything that calls you a friend is not a friend. Amen? Spiritual resilience, family, like physical strength, is acquired through resistance. James 4 and 7 says, submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. I do need to remind you, just like I told you last week, you know he's coming back, right? Because you resist, you know, you submit, you resist, and he flees. But that was for that particular storm. He will return. You are here, and we're at the beginning of part two, The Beauty in the Storm. Now, where we are right here, when it comes to storms, you're usually in one of three places. Amen? Entering a storm, in the midst of a storm, or coming out of a storm. I want to share my backstory with you. A few years ago, I was on a night flight, was headed back to Phoenix. I was coming back from military duty, and I was gazing out the window, as I often do on a plane, and I noticed it was just pitch black, but there was just a certain eerie calmness about that night sky. It was just beautiful. But out of nowhere, there was a flash of lightning, and then another, and then another, and then another. And before I realized it, they were just coming and going and going and coming, flashes of light just illuminating the area below that, from my perspective in the plane, it was dark. I couldn't see anything. But the lightning, when it struck, illuminated. I saw trees. I saw how hard it was raining. I saw all the things that was going. I saw the debris that the rain was sweeping away. There were just so many things that were going on. It was a great and terrible storm. But there was a beautiful peace that I felt. I felt safe in the plane flying above the storm. Amen? And I began to look at the storm differently because, see, I was looking at the storm from a place of safety. Amen? And we look at the storm differently when we're in a place of safety versus right smack dab in the middle of the storm. Amen? I saw, like I said, in what the darkness hid, and it was clear, but it made me wonder, the people who were in the storm, what did they see? What were they going through? Amen? And it made me think of my own responses, not only in storms, but even in the aftermath of storms, when all the debris and the damage that the storm caused was visible, but I couldn't see it from where I was because there was nothing but darkness. It was there the entire time. Amen? It was there. I just didn't see it from where I was. But I had to admit, there were some things I didn't want to see. Amen? I didn't want to see because it stood in the way of something that maybe I wanted at the time. Amen? And we family, we can be real, amen? And so I turned a blind eye and a deaf ear to the warning. Enter the storm. Now, with every storm, there are instructions. And depending on the storm and where you are in the storm, there are very specific warnings and instructions to keep you safe. Amen? If you can hear thunder, then you're close enough to be in danger of lightning. If thunder roars, go indoors quickly. As the kids used to say, with the quickness, go indoors. Don't wait for the rain. Amen? Lightning can strike out of a clear blue sky. Amen? If you're outside and you hear a siren, Lord help you. Seek shelter immediately. You may not be able to hear a siren if you're indoors, but the sirens aren't necessarily for the people indoors. The sirens are for the people outside, because it's a warning that something dangerous is approaching. But one thing remains consistent in any storm. You seek shelter, and you tune in to the local news for information. Amen? Amen. It's funny, when I thought about the siren on the outside, I immediately thought about maybe those friends and family members who are outside the ark of safety. Have mercy. Where are my southern folk at? Because you know I talk about my southern relatives every time I get up here, because there is wisdom. You remember, like, when there was a storm coming, or maybe the storm was already in progress, and you'd hear the elders say to the children, get away from the window, go somewhere and sit down and let the Lord do his work. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. There was wisdom in that, because, you know, if you were close to the window, if the glass was shattered, all that debris, you're going to take on all of that. And in addition to that, I remembered after being given those instructions, everybody who was in the house, they gather in one room. Amen? They gather in one room, and all the lights and all the electrical appliances, they were going off and they were going to be unplugged. But the first thing that was going to be unplugged was Big Mama's television. Amen? Because you were not going to mess up Big Mama's television. Amen. There was always just a peaceful quiet, a peaceful spirit in the room. Amen. And even, it was like this unwritten rule, even when you spoke, you kind of whispered. Because it was almost like you'd get in trouble if you spoke too loud. Because remember, they told you to get somewhere and sit down and let the Lord do his work. So you needed to be quiet while the Lord did his work. Amen. Amen. So we were speaking softly, and, you know, it seemed almost inevitable. You know, the storm is raging outside, and, you know, everybody's just kind of looking around and kind of half whispering. And before you know it, somebody's rocking or maybe patting a foot. And you, all of a sudden, you'd hear something like, oh, in the storm of a life is raging along, stand by me. And I don't care what was going on outside. I felt safe. Amen? I mean, raging wind, it didn't make any difference. You felt the peace and the calm spirit in the room. Everybody was together. And it's funny how during a storm, the setting was almost identical to how we were when we were having family worship. Amen? Everybody in the room at my grandmother's house, and my Aunt Jackie almost always read the scripture. And in that setting, I felt safe and I felt loved. And we were together, and just like the storm, in spite of what was going on outside, what mattered most was what was going on in that room. We were together. We were thankful that we were together. Amen. That's the beauty in the storm. Seeing the power of God move on the inside in spite of what's going on outside, the storm can bring you together if you let it. Amen. And remind you of what's important if you let it. Reminds me of that old song, something on the inside, working on the outside, brought about a change in me. Amen. Okay, here it comes. We're in the midst of the storm. It's right here. Now, your storm instructions in the midst of the storm, you've got to stay inside until you are certain that the storm has passed. Amen? Because multiple storms can still form and emerge from that very same storm. But you know how sometimes we get. Maybe we didn't listen to all the instructions. Maybe we just listened to the comma and not to the period. And in spite of the storm instructions, which were pretty clear, you know, it looked like, you know, I got a little time. I can get out here and beat it. I need to go and help somebody else. Well, despite repeated storm warnings, some of our loved ones will almost always inevitably be outside. But it's not always just the loved ones presumably out of the arc of safety that may find themselves outside. Remember that those sirens we talked about earlier? Sirens are there to warn anyone who's outside. Amen? So if you're outside, that siren is for you. And it's to warn you that something dangerous is quickly approaching. Sometimes we who have maybe gotten a little too comfortable in our walk with the Lord, you know, we got a little position on the board now, and we've cleaned up our act a little bit. We look like an Adventist now. And we've gotten a little judgmental. Amen. Y'all don't know nothing about that. And maybe we've gotten a little too holy. Amen. And we, with our little comfortable, judgmental, holy selves, may too find ourselves at some point outside in the midst of the storm. Amen. Romans 12 and 13 reminds us, "For through the grace given me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith." So if you see someone presumably outside the arc of safety by your standards, you can't really judge them, because there are some of us, we're going to be caught outside in that storm too. Amen? Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. "There are six things which the Lord hates, yes, seven, which are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that run rapidly to evil, a false witness who utters lies, and one who spreads strife among the brethren." You know, sometimes when we hear abominations, our mind immediately goes to other sins and transgressions. But we forget about these that are staring us in the face. Amen? And when these things are revealed to us, we know that lightning has struck. Amen? Because lightning will illuminate those things that were hidden in darkness. Amen? So it seems fitting that sometimes even us holy folk, by our own standards, are caught outside in the storm. God uses people, places, and things that we can't take with us to show us where we are. And if we want to reach the next level in our spiritual journey, we can't take those people, places, and things with us. Amen? And sometimes the people that we can't take with us are the people that we ourselves have become. Amen? Lightning just struck. But praise God, He corrects us, but He also corrects us in love. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 12 reminds us, "For the Lord corrects those He loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights." You know, that stuck out with me. Because sometimes we as parents, if we have a child that we get frustrated with, and we start off correcting them lovingly, and it's not that we don't love them, but sometimes when you have to do the same thing over and over and over and correct the same thing, it's like, can you make another mistake? You have the same one. You have to keep making the same mistake. After a while, when you correct, if we're not careful, we will not correct them in love, but we will be very harsh with that child. Amen? But Proverbs 3 and 12 reminds us that God corrects His child, us, the way He corrects a child in whom He delights. Amen? That's beauty in the storm. Knowing that we could be exposed and we should be exposed, and in spite of ourselves, receiving God's grace and mercy. 2 Peter 3 and 9 reminds us that the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but He is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Because remember, the storm corrects, protects, and perfects. We've got a weather update. And here are your storm instructions. This is your National Weather Service with a weather update. The severe storm alert previously issued for your local area has been canceled. The storm has passed over. I repeat, the storm, praise God, has passed over. As you assess your property for damage, please beware of potential down power lines, fallen trees, broken gas or water mains, and other possible dangers. The beauty in the storm is the blessing of the lessons. When you look at the aftermath of a storm and you see firsthand what God has protected you from, you quickly realize what could have happened. But God, Lord, thank you, Jesus. God kept you in the midst of it all. And he did not have to. Amen?
Amen.
He didn't have to. The storm in review. When you step back and think of the storm in review, you think about the lightning striking and how it exposed the things that were there, but for whatever reason, be it your own blindness. Amen, those self-inflicted storms. Those things are illuminated. The lightning also takes down trees and trees that may have seemed strong and majestic on the outside. But during the course of the storm, what you didn't know, those trees were rotting and hollow on the inside. So when the lightning struck, that weakened tree fell to the ground. Praise God, because that tree could have fallen on you on a perfectly clear day. Because remember, lightning can strike out of a clear blue sky. Amen?
Amen.
Let's think about the rain as we think about the storm in review, how the rain comes and it causes damage, but that same rain that causes damage carries away debris. Amen? It preserves and nurtures the promise of more beautiful trees, plants, and flowers that your eyes have not yet seen. But just because you don't see it does not mean it is not so. Because remember, even in that storm, there were some things you didn't see, but they were there, but that lightning had to strike for you to see what was there all the while. Your foundation in the storm may be shaken, but if your foundation is sure, you may suffer a little damage, but you, unlike that rotting tree, you will continue to stand strong and certain of what you truly have and what you're made of after the storm. Amen? So my advice to you, family, stay prayed up. Amen? Stay close to God. Because when the storm comes, and it will come. Amen? It will shake you, but it won't break you. Because remember, the storm corrects, protects, and perfects. Amen.